Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of April 2018. Supreme Court, citing the illegal use of Facebook data by disgraced British firm Cambridge Analytica, has said that there is a chance that Aadhaar data of 1.3 billion Indians can be misused. Supreme Court has refused to vacate its order for nationwide release of Nanakshah Fakir. Supreme Court has observed that convenience of parties does not mean the convenience of the petitioner alone who approaches the court seeking transfer of cases, but also the convenience of the prosecution, other accused, the witnesses and the larger interest of the society. Allahabad High Court has slammed the Uttar Pradesh government on the Unnao rape incident and questioned the delay in the arrest of accused BJP MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar. Calcutta High Court has stalled the ongoing process of panchayat elections in West Bengal till further orders. Delhi High Court has recognized copyright on photos uploaded on Facebook. Bombay High Court has upheld goods and services tax, GST, levied by Central Industrial and Development Corporation of Maharashtra Limited, CIDCO, on one-time lease premium charged for letting out plots of land on lease basis. Bombay High Court has said that the Maharashtra government's endeavor to make every city smart was commendable, but it would only be possible when a city's roads, streets and footpaths were in a good condition and free of potholes. Uttarakhand High Court has held that education institutions can avail exemption under Clause 6 of Subsection 23C of Section 10 of the Income Tax Act only if they exist solely for the purpose of imparting education. Bombay High Court has upheld the constitutional validity of one-year limitation for GST transitional credit under Clause 4 of Subsection 3 of Section 140 of the CGST Act, 2017.